You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Anyhow, it's very difficult to book this man. And that, of course, is the great Craig Carton you could watch on TV every single morning. Craig, how you doing?
Yeah, you can watch on TV in the morning on FS1.
That's I didn't give you the full plug? I'm sorry. FS1, you know what? Here's the problem. I was a little turned off by you this morning because I do check in on you every once in a while.
Yes, I appreciate that.
And, well, I'm about to rip you. I didn't like the fact that you were celebrating the anniversary of trading for Tim Tebow as if it was like something great in Jet history.
Listen, you and I view the Jets history differently. I still have the video of Tim running without a shirt on in the rain on my phone on constant loop. So it's like a celebration in a weird way for me as a Jets fan.
Yeah, it's amazing.
One of the hottest moments I've ever had.
And you know what's crazy? Jets haven't been in the playoffs since. Wow. They have not made the playoffs since they made that deal.
How come there's no video of you running topless in the rain as a Giant?
Well, I did take my shirt off on this show. Couple weeks ago.
But it wasn't raining.
It was not raining.
Next time.
There could be because I do run in the rain all the time, Craig.
You know what I'll do?
Nobody filming me.
Next time you take your shirt off in the studio, I'm going to spritz my Poland Spring water on you and see what happens.
Oh, that'll be sexy.
Now, you obviously bring a unique perspective to all this as somebody that obviously dealt with the demons of gambling. When you saw this story late last night or early this morning, what was your first reaction to everything that came out from the changing story to what we now know about Ohtani and his involvement in this?
Well, my first reaction was, I find it very hard to believe the current narrative of what has allegedly taken place. And B, I think the advisors to Shohei Ohtani have done him a tremendous disservice in changing the story so quickly after they're the ones that put the interpreter in front of reporters for well over an hour in between the two games in Seoul, Korea the last couple of days. Because it's one thing if you're going to try to convince the public that Shohei Ohtani is completely clueless as to his finances and money coming in and out of his account and was duped by a close friend, or even if you want to take it, you know, and be true to what the original story was. He's got a dear friend who's got a gambling problem, gets himself in hot water. He has the financial resources to bail the friend out. That's a great narrative. That's a great story. Who wouldn't want to have a friend in their life that's willing to do that for you if they can afford it? And you can sell that story, too.
Yep.
The issue, though, is when you come out an hour later and now say not only did Shohei Ohtani not bail his friend out and not, you know, help him out with a major gambling debt, the money was stolen from his account. Mm. That's a complete polar opposite of the original story. And they're the ones that orchestrated the original story. So for me, I'm not naive enough to believe that there's a lot of smoke and no fire. And I think over the course of the next couple of weeks, maybe months, you know, as the federal investigators start looking into this now, which they're doing already because of the allegations that there's this illegal bookmaker in Orange County, California, that's under investigation, they're not going to leave any stone unturned. And God forbid there's a single bet, I don't care who made it, on baseball, you now have the most prominent athlete in the world who happens to be a baseball player who is not going to be allowed to play baseball, should that be the case.
Yeah, especially if it's on, if it's on the Angels, but it'll be obviously just a year if it's on baseball at all. But is this not plausible, Craig, that Shohei Ohtani's lawyers allowed iPay to speak, and he started to say something that they immediately realized made Shohei Ohtani not a victim, but more liable for a putting money or giving money to an illegal gambling ring, right? If he just doing that Just Shohei Ohtani doing that is a crime in California. So didn't they just hear Ipe say, you know what? You just implicated your partner, your friend, Shohei, in a crime. So they had to change it. Like, they had to flip the narrative.
So it gets a little murky on that specific part of the story, Kiki, for a couple of reasons. One, they've got the bank transfers from Shohei's personal bank account to this alleged bookmaker. So there's no disputing that money was sent from his account to the bookmaker. It's going to be very hard for anyone to buy the notion that Shohei at some point does not become aware that there's bank transfers from his personal account. The legality or illegality of this story, you know, is confusing for a lot of people. California, of course, quite famously has voted down, I think twice now, the attempts by lawmakers to legalize gambling the way we have it in New York and New Jersey and about 35 other states here. But it's never been illegal to place the bet. It's always been illegal to book the bet, and that comes down to what they call the vigorish or the vig, which is, you know, you're risking 110 to win 100, that type of thing.
Right, right.
So while it's – and the baseball language is very clear that it's no problem for baseball players, much like hockey players in the NHL, football players in the NFL, and basketball players in the NBA, they are all allowed to make legal wagers on every sport other than their own. And the wording is very specific that if you make a wager that's not legal, it doesn't mean you've broken the law.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that it's not recognized as a legal wager because you're using an illegal bookmaker to make the bet.
Got it.
That's when you run afoul of this Rule 21 rule in the collective bargaining agreement, which then gives the commissioner full discretion on what the punishment is. So Shohei's not at risk of going to prison or being arrested or any of that. They're going after the bookmaker for that.
Got it.
But where I'm trying to figure out the play here is this. Once you come out and you've now publicly accused the interpreter of embezzlement, wire fraud, and theft, and you've turned over whatever documents you claim to have to the federal investigators, that person, the interpreter in this case, is now looking at the real possibility of doing time in federal prison.
Yeah.
And as much as you might think you know him, as soon as you turn your back on him publicly, I know what the prosecutors are going to do. They're going to press him as much as they possibly can and ultimately possibly offer him some kind of deal or even immunity to go after the bigger fish, which in this case is the face of baseball and Shohei Ohtani. So he better have it locked down that there was never a single bet on baseball, because if he doesn't have that locked down,
right,
there's no doubt in my mind this interpreter turns.
What's interesting is his interpreter, Mizuhara, who's now told us two different stories essentially, also is adamant he only bet on soccer, the NBA, the NFL, and college football.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
I don't buy it at all, too, because he was making, you know, $200,000 to $300,000 a year, nice living, but he racked up a $4.5 million debt, which means he was getting desperate. If he's desperate and he's inside an MLB locker room with intimate knowledge, how do we not come to the conclusion he placed bets on baseball?
No, look, maybe he didn't, but again, let's not be naive. My opinion is that there's a better chance that he did than he didn't. So I'll walk you through the mind of a compulsive gambler, because I am one. When you're a compulsive gambler and you're starting to chase losses, you typically lose all discipline, whatever discipline you might have had, in making wagers in the first place. Now you're desperate because if my boss finds out that I'm $4 or $5 million in the hole, I'm out of a job and I'm screwed and I can't pay the bookie off, right?
Yeah.
So you're now going to make betting decisions, which, again, are not rational to the average person, but in the mind of a compulsive gambler, what he's going to do, most likely, is I'm going to try to make a bet on something I know better than anything else. I suck at betting international soccer, clearly. I suck at college sports and the NFL. What sport do I know the most? Exactly what you're alluding to. I'm inside the Dodger locker room now, and in the past in the Angels locker room. And I'm privy to information on injuries, who's playing, who's not playing, who had a tough day, whose fastball isn't, you know, at 99 miles per hour, et cetera. And it makes complete sense to me, having lived that life, that the way out of the debt is to bet on something you know better than anyone else, which would bring me to him betting on baseball.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild. For finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Now, this bookie, according to what I've read, if this is a legitimate widespread major operation, the way it sounds, this guy most likely has a track record of every single wager ever made by this interpreter or anyone on his behalf.
Yeah.
Because you don't give, I don't care who you are, you can talk to any bookie in the tri-state area. If you know a guy's making $250,000 a year, you are not extending him credit to go in $5 million into debt. It will not happen.
Right. So now the question becomes, why is Major League Baseball, and this is what Evan led our show with, why are they not investigating? Is it because they're sitting behind the federal investigation?
Yeah.
Or do they are they just literally giving him the benefit of the doubt?
No, they're not giving him the benefit of the doubt. So I spoke with high executives with Major League Baseball this morning, and they will reach out if they haven't already, now the few hours have passed. They will reach out to the federal investigators that are in charge of this case out in California. And if the investigators tell them that they have no problem with a parallel investigation into what happened, then baseball will begin their own investigation. There are times, however, because of the sensitive nature of information, the access to witnesses or people wanting to talk to you, that the Fed sometimes will say, do us a favor, wait for us to finish our investigation because it's a criminal investigation now, and then you can do your own once we're done.
Got it.
So I'm not sure where that's at now, but baseball for sure is not sitting on its hands. They're going to wait for the feds to give them some direction as to when they can start their own.
How worried are they? Because this could be, you know, and we talked about it back in the day, you know, with gambling and becoming more prevalent, that this is the fear sports has, where it loses kind of the trust of the public. How nervous is and should Major League Baseball be about what they're going to find out?
I can't answer that only because I don't know the private conversations that Rob Manfred and his team have clearly had to have had now with Shohei and his team. And if you buy the fact that Shohei really does not speak a lot of English, this is through a different interpreter, right? A third interpreter, a second interpreter now. So they've got a long flight home, and I guarantee you this conversation is taking place. And my gut would be, based on what they gleaned from that conversation, their level of worry would change dramatically. I can tell you this, much like Roger Goodell in the NFL, Adam Silver, of course, and Gary Bettman, and what you said, this has always been their biggest fear. And in this case, you're not talking about the 25th man on a roster where you can kind of kick it down the lane and put it under the rug and no one knows about it. Like I said, and you guys know, this is the face of sports.
Yeah,
no bigger athlete in the world than this guy, which is why it's so troubling. So baseball's got to be concerned about it, because if there's a bet on baseball, they're going to have to suspend them.
Yeah.
And there can be no wiggle room on that.
Yeah.
One other thing that came out, which I find interesting, how people kind of, you know, just jump along without doing any research on, there is a clause in Shohei's contract which says specifically, it's if the team president or ownership changes, he would have an out to get out of the contract.
Yes.
There is no clause in his contract that says if they fire the interpreter,
right,
he can void the contract.
Yes. So, that is it. By the way, that is an urban legend that's grown. We took calls on it today, and I was telling everybody what you said, which is, no, that's not true. It's not the interpreter. It's the team president. So it's not like Otani's opting out and, you know, walking to the Bronx tomorrow.
Yeah. Craig, let me ask you this before we let you go here. As a current athlete, you have to be acutely aware of the consequence of gambling on your sport. I mean, every player has heard this ad nauseum, and I refuse to believe it's lost in translation just because Shohei Ohtani doesn't speak English, right? Why would he, or anybody that gets involved in this, who's making millions and millions upon millions of dollars, over half a billion over the course of this contract, why would he even entertain this?
All right, so it's a good question. I've seen a lot of people reference, he makes so much money, why would he gamble? And all I can say in that is, you know, I made a lot of money and I gambled. Hmm. The amount of money you have, the income you have, doesn't dictate whether or not you're willing to take the risk of gambling.
True,
a lot of,
true. But Craig, you're not but Craig, hold on. You're not gambling on sports talk radio, right? Right. So, like, why, you know what, where you eat type of thing. That's what I'm asking.
Yep, because once you're sitting home alone in your apartment or your house, you're not thinking about the rules. And to be fair, the NFL especially, the rules are a little convoluted as to what you can and can't do, where you can and can't do stuff. Like, real quick, just as an example, an NFL player can wager on, you know, college basketball, let's say, right?
Yeah.
But he can't do it from the car that he's sitting in in the team parking lot. That violates the rules. Now, if he drives across the street to the local Wawa, he can make the bet from there, but he can't do it, you know, at the team facility. So there are some convoluted rules. And largely, Teek, and you know this better than anyone, you know, we're talking about young men, type A personalities, who aren't all that concerned with what the teacher has to tell them.
Yeah.
You know, the best example of that, and you've lived this life with guys, and I know guys, whether they've been, you know, talked about or not, a bad example, but the NFL has long had a policy where they offer players free car service 24/7. You get a phone number, you call the number. It's kind of like Uber, but specifically for NFL players. And yet, you know, every year there'll be NFL players who get in the car, unfortunately, and make bad decisions.
Right.
They're aware that the car service exists.
Right. They don't want the team to know.
Right. Right. So now play that. Let's say this is maybe the best example I can give you. You're a teetotaler, you're a by the rule guy. You're not going to set up an account on one of the gambling sites, but your younger brother's interested in it. So you're going to fund it, but he's going to set up the account. And, you know, he lost his job. He's having a tough time. He's got to pay his mortgage. And you're tired of writing him the check. You know, like, hey, by the way, I like the Falcons this weekend, you know, and whatever, you're on your bye week or something like that. That happens all day, every day.
Mm.
And people think that current pro athletes, in some way, shape, or form, whether it's directly or indirectly, are not currently wagering on their own sport, you're wrong. Now, not all of them are. I hope it's not the majority.
Mm-hmm.
But I will guarantee you, as sure as I'm standing here, there are active players in every sport that are gambling on their sport, whether it's directly or indirectly. It is happening.
Yeah, and the problem is, in football, I think by proxy, you can still get in trouble. But in baseball, kind of technically, you can dodge it. Right, the way the
because
you have to make the bet in baseball.
Stringent.
Right.
Yeah, but look, once they decided that they're going to let guys wager on every other sport except for their own, like you went to Virginia, you're probably friends with the guy who played basketball on the varsity basketball team, right?
Yeah, of course.
He doesn't want to admit it after this week.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, it's a bad game. But like, you're on the Giants. It doesn't mean you're not friends with a guy in the NBA.
Yeah, of course.
So, and you guys talk, hey, what's Michael Strahan really like? What's Tom Coughlin really like? And that goes back and forth. And there will be guys that will wager on that information, 100%. Yeah.
Amazing. It'd be a fascinating story to follow over the next couple of weeks. Craig, I appreciate it. 7 a.m.
Yeah,
FS1.
Yes. This is just food for thought.
Yes.
Like, I'm trying to figure out what happened that would make Otani's advisors and now this law firm out in California, what would make them within an hour after the interpreter was interviewed by ESPN, I think Thompson was the reporter.
Yeah.
What would make them suddenly do an about-face and throw this guy under the bus? And to me, one of the things you have to at least consider is that he bet on baseball. And if he bet on baseball and Otani's bailing him out, Otani's now guilty by association.
Yeah.
If he bet on baseball and Otani's going to claim the money was stolen from me, I had no idea, he creates a little buffer for himself there.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. You're right.
Yep.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Craig.
All good. Be good.
The great Craig Carton. You can still watch him on TV every day, 7 a.m. FS1.